98.1 KZE. Tonight at the Colony, Joni Mitchell's Court and Spark album 50th anniversary celebration, Carl Mateo opening, doors at 6, show at 7. Here to give us a sneak preview, it's Big Yellow Taxi. KZE. Big Yellow Taxi are my guests in the studio playing tonight at the Colony. Welcome to KZE, guys. Thanks for coming through.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So you are from the Berkshires.
Actually, a little more east of the Berkshires. More like Northampton, Amherst area.
Oh, I love Northampton. I used to go Christmas shopping there every year.
Cool.
Well, we are delighted you made time for us, and I love a full album cover show. I love that you're doing this. It's the 50th anniversary celebration of Court and Spark. How did you get connected to Joni's music? What made you start playing it?
I will take the lead on that. I started listening to Joni when I was a teenager, and just fell in love with her. The first music I listened to is from the album Blue. And I obsessed, listened to it all the time, know it inside and out. And then about 5 years ago, I decided to start doing a tribute band to Joni because I didn't really see anyone really doing it anywhere. And I got some musicians together and started doing some shows, and then COVID happened and that put a little kibosh on it. But what was great about that was I reevaluated everything and eventually came out with this wonderful group of people. We're missing two in the studio right now, but we have these the four of us here today.
Yeah, this is the miniature KZE version.
Yeah, it's like the little yellow taxi.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and so I've been really lucky to have these fabulous people support my dream of doing this. And of course, that first song we did is not from Court and Spark. We just wanted to give you a taste that we do all of her, as much as we can of her repertoire.
Yeah. It's going to be Court and Spark, but then also a few other selected
favorites. Yeah, we'll
favorites.
Do some songs at the end to sort of round it out as a full show so everyone feels like they've gotten their dime's worth.
Yeah.
Have
you covered other entire Joni albums?
We did Blue in 2021 because that was the 50th anniversary then, and we'll probably do it again in the future. It's just that Blue is a groundbreaking album because it changed the face of the way people do music. Really, Joni was the first person to really open up her guts and show them to the world, all her deep, deep emotions in a way that no one ever had before. So she was a pioneer of putting emotionality into music.
Yeah.
And then Court and Spark brought her out of her folk music, genre and brought her into the world of jazz.
Yeah.
So that's why we specifically chose to do these two, celebrate these two anniversaries. But we will probably end up tackling Hajira at some point.
These are hard. I was thinking as you played Morgantown, these are hard songs.
I think hard is a light word.
Yeah. Very complicated.
They can be very hair pulling sometimes. But also really rewarding because, as I said, these people, all of us that are working together, we're just a great group of people. We respect each other a lot, and we really love each other and this music.
Yeah.
And so we get to sort of embody what she's done, but also make it our own as well. And it's just as difficult as it can be when we face it for the first time. Once we integrate it into ourselves and into the music, it really becomes something really special, and I think it's very nourishing
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got Carl Mateo opening the show tonight. Is he a friend of yours? Have you played with him before?
Yeah, Carl lived up in Northampton, which is where I met him, in the early 80s. We were actually cooking in a restaurant together.
Oh, cool.
And so we've been friends ever since, and we played in bands together. And so when we first got the gig at the Colony, we figured Carl's the guy.
Yeah. Well, he's not a stranger to KZE. He's been here in the studio before, so that's an awesome double bill. Once again, Big Yellow Taxi are my guests playing tonight at the Colony in Woodstock. Doors at 6, show at 7. It's the 50th anniversary celebration of the Court and Spark album, and some other songs thrown in for good measure as well. I was thinking, you mentioned, you kind of take the songs and obviously stay true to them, but also make them your own. And I can hear that even in just the first song you were playing. I mean, cool. For one, you have a wonderful voice for these songs.
Thank
and
you.
They're not easy songs to sing, obviously. And you're not trying to do a Joni Mitchell impression, but you're just very well suited to it. Was that kind of something? Did you have that moment where you were like, I think I sound good singing Joni Mitchell songs?
You know, actually, what happened for me with this was I was doing just a few covers in a duo that I was in years ago, and people were just like, ooh, you can, sing Joni Mitchell. And I thought, okay, I can sing Joni Mitchell. And I think what the part for me that I try to bring that Joni has done again is the emotionality. Like I can't match her or imitate her voice. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone really sounds like her that I've ever heard. She's so unique. But it's the emotional part that I think that I may have some success bringing to the music. And it really is wonderful to share it with people. A lot of people have never seen Joni Mitchell, or even people that have seen her many, many years ago. I get a lot of feedback from the audience. I see people crying in the audience. It touches them really deeply, and that is really the best for me. It's the best reward.
Do you have folks who come to the shows over and over again?
Yes, we do. And it's been kind of cool to be, downtown in my hometown and being like, you're the Big Yellow Taxi,
Yes, I am.
It's pretty fun.
I know. I was just going to chime in. I think this band, a lot of us are also in other bands, but this band, there's a deep dive that happens with Joni Mitchell's music because of what Teresa said. It's just so emotional. You can't help but want to honor that.
Mm.
And we all just have such a good time, like, going into that space together.
Yeah.
I think people have kind of picked up on that. So we definitely have a following now, which is kind of cool.
Is it ever heavy in practice? Does it ever get difficult to get through some of these songs that are kind of, heavy material?
I'm going to say no, but but I think the answer is yes.
Yeah.
The answer is a definite yes.
Yeah. We spent all winter
learning this stuff.
I mean, give a listen to the song Down to You, and then the orchestration of it and everything that happens in that song, and think about a 6-piece band with keys, bass, guitar, vocals, and drums creating that. And you know, to reproduce
section.
It, you know, we were swearing a little bit. we had some words.
We have
some nicknames for her, which I won't say on the radio. All said with love and respect.
There was some sweating going on, but we worked through it, which is great.
Yeah, she's just such a phenomenal musician. People may not understand that if they've only just heard her early, you know, folk treasures. I mean, she just takes you into spaces where she, I mean, you have to understand what an incredible musician she is with her songs. And so even learning like harmonies, it's just, it's a whole nother world.
Yeah. Not just up a third or down a third.
Oh, my God. No, and time signatures change during the songs. And I mean, it's really, as I said, it can be daunting, but also just really nurturing at the same time. Yeah. So.
Well, it seems like a ton of work has gone into this. It's been a labor of love, and you know, the final product is beautiful and very polished. And I think anybody who's a fan of Joni, or even just Joni curious, go to the show, because I'll say I am not a huge Joni fan, but that one song made me kind of think, ooh,
maybe I should listen.
I might need to give it a second chance.
And I love that. That to me says that we're succeeding in what we're doing, because if we can take someone who has been like meh. To you know, to Joni Mitchell and make them consider, all right, you know, I got to check this out. You know, that is success to me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think that's going to happen tonight at the Colony. Once again, doors at 6, show at 7, Carl Mateo opening, Big Yellow Taxi in the house. You guys got another song for us?
We do. We are going to do one from Court and Spark now, so you can get a little taste of what you're going to get tonight at the show.
Countries. They've got passports now. Some are friendly, some are cutting, some are watching it from the wings, some are standing in the center, giving to get something. Photo beauty gets attention, and her eye paint's running down. She's got a rose in her teeth and a lampshade crown. One minute she's so happy, then she's crying on someone's knee, saying, laughing and crying, you know it's the same release. I told you when I met you, I was crazy. Cry for a soul beauty. Cry for Eddie in the corner, thinking he's nobody. And Jack behind his joker, and stole cold Grace behind her fan. And me in my frightened silence, thinking I don't understand. I feel like I'm sleeping. Can you wake me? You seem to have a broader sensibility. I'm just living on nerves and feelings with a weak and a lazy mind. And coming to people's parties, fumbling, deaf, dumb, and blind. I wish I had more sense of humor, keeping the sadness at bay, throwing the lightness on these things, laughing it all away. Laughing it all
Yeah, that's hard.
That is complicated material.
Big Yellow Taxi are my guests in the studio performing the entire Court and Spark album by Joni Mitchell tonight. Plus, Court and Spark Plus.
Court and Spark, Court and Spark Plus. A few more little tunes. You'll hear some good rockers from some other albums. And it'll be fun. You'll be dancing by the end.
Awesome.
Or maybe actually crying at the very end.
Okay.
Dancing and then crying. We promise.
That's a good, you gotta flip-flop a little bit.
Right.
Keep them on their toes.
Go through the whole spectrum of emotions in the evening.
We like it.
The Colony in Woodstock tonight. Doors at 6, show at 7. Tickets available at the Colony's website. And we'll have a pair of tickets to give away right after this, too. Guys, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thanks so much for having us.